William Keighley was a stage actor and Broadway director who also achieved success as a Hollywood director in the 1930s, a radio presence in the 1940s, and a still photographer in the 1950s. William Jackson Keighley Jr. was born August 4th in 1889 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He graduated from the Ludlum School of Dramatic Art in 1901 and then began acting, achieving success in the 1910s and 1920s as an actor and a director on Broadway. When the talkies began, he went to Hollywood as a dialogue coach, then became a successful director at Warner Brothers. He directed many of the biggest stars at Warner Brothers, including Edward G. Robinson, Dick Powell, Errol Flynn, and Ann Sheridan. He directed James Cagney in G-Men in 1935, Each Dawn I Die, 1939, The Fighting 69th in 1940. He directed Betty Davis in Special Agent in 1935, The Bride Came COD in 1941, and The Man Who Came to Dinner in 1942. In 1942, Keighley left Warner Brothers for the Army Signal Corps' first motion picture unit. The first Army unit composed of men from one profession, the Army Signal Corps First Motion Picture Unit, produced over 400 training films and documentary films during the war. It trained men to serve as combat cameramen to document the war. During this time, Keighley directed the British documentary Target for Today in 1944. When Cecil B. DeMille left Lux Radio Theater in January 1945 after a labor dispute, Keighley was one of the guest hosts, a list that also included Lionel Barrymore, Walter Huston, and Brian Ahern. Keighley was the regular host or producer from late 1945 until 1952. He would introduce the play for the evening and chat briefly with the stars at the end of the show. The conversation highlighted current projects that listeners would find playing at their local Bijou. After directing Errol Flynn in The Master of Ballantrae in 1953, Keighley retired to Paris with his actress wife, Genevieve Tobin, whom he married in 1939. In Paris, Keighley pursued a second career as an internationally recognized still photographer, winning many awards. His 35,000 35mm slides are currently housed at the New York Metropolitan Museum of Art, to which they were donated at his death. Keighley died June 24th in 1984 in New York City at the age of 94. Information was taken from the Internet Movie Database, the New York Times obituary, John Dunning's The Encyclopedia of Old Time Radio, and from Wikipedia. For old-time radio researchers, I'm Patrick Andre, your announcer. Thank you for listening.